I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A little bit later.
That'll be a quick turnaround. But right now, it's time for a little Packer talk.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
That dude that covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on The Fan. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, is now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. In your opinion, other than get healthy, what can the Packers work on or fix in the bye week that has been a problem for them in the first 6 weeks of the season?
Discipline. I mean, penalties have been a huge issue. They've got to play a lot cleaner. Turnovers, making plays, that some of that goes into discipline. They've lost 6 fumbles this year, which is really uncharacteristic for this offense. You go back historically. And then I think finishing drives, the red zone is another issue that you would expect to be evened out. A year ago, obviously, Brett Hundley starts 9 games at quarterback. This Packers offense was 4th in the league in red zone. They were 62.5% scoring touchdowns. They've been right at 50% this year, which is kind of near the bottom third. So those are really, to me, the 3 areas: penalties, turnovers, and red zone.
What about game time management by Mike McCarthy and the clock and burning timeouts when they shouldn't have to burn timeouts and that fun stuff?
That's a great point. Look, you've seen a lot of delay of game penalties this year, and it's kind of alarming how often that's happened. And it's not just the delay of game penalties; it's illegal formations. It's a lot of pre-snap stuff it goes back to what I said, discipline. I go back to a story I wrote last week in what David Bakhtiari said about penalties, which is the combative stuff is stuff you can live with. It's the conduct stuff after the whistle and the operational stuff before the whistle that you really can't condone. And the Packers they're in the top 5 in pre and post snap penalties in the league. So those are things that they've got to iron out. And along with that, the operation pre-snap delay of game has been an issue as well. And those knick-knack 5-yard penalties can be drive killers.
Yeah, Ryan, we used to, during the bye week back in the 90s, which is dinosaur time, but we would self-scout at the day before anybody would leave town. And the coaches would basically tell you what they were going to do, give you almost like a game plan for the Rams. So when you get back, you can hit the ground running. And then we would also get together and actually watch the Rams play, which they're going to play San Francisco. And I think the guys are going to do that. But I think it's maybe 3 to 4 guys on both sides of the ball that really needs to just fine-tune some things. Now, I didn't find out who those guys were, but those guys were told, you got to come back different for us to get to the next level. My question is, if you had to pick one guy on offense and defense, who would a guy be on offense? Who would that one guy be on defense? For me, it would be Clinton Dix on defense, and on offense, it would be Aaron Jones. Those two guys, they got to figure out how to be ready to go this next push to try to get this team into the playoffs.
I mean, can we just say safeties in general?
I know, right? You can say all of
them. Kentrell Bryce learned how to play 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. Yes. Josh Jones wants to play and can't figure out. I mean, the safeties in general, that position has got to be a lot better. But, I would just say that entire position group. And then offensively, I think, we talk about Aaron Jones a lot and for obvious reasons, but maybe the biggest conundrum that's going to face this offense when they get back from the bye is Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison. They're coming back. They're going to be healthy. And they're going to get the snaps because right now those two guys are, along with Devontae Adams, they're in that top three receiving group if you just froze this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's fascinating to me is I mean, Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown are improving at light speed. I mean, it's amazing week in, week out, the jumps that they're making. And the only way, you know, both those guys are still making rookie mistakes, like, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling covering up a tight end for an illegal formation because he didn't check with the line judge. I mean, those things are happening. But the only way to develop if you're a youngster is by playing. And those snaps are going to evaporate coming out of the bye because Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison, rightfully right now, are in the top three. But on the trajectory that those two rookies are on in 6 weeks, they might be, you know, in terms of raw talent, Marquez Valdes-Scantling might be the second most talented receiver that they have behind Devontae Adams. I mean, that size, speed, and the fact that he's producing, I think that's going to be really interesting to see how Mike McCarthy balances giving those guys snaps with, you know, obviously summer and spring is when developmental time is really key. In the fall, you've got to have your best players, the guys that don't make mistakes on the field, especially with this five-game stretch coming up and the need to win. I think it's a real conundrum that they have. Finding snaps for their rookies, but still going with their best guys at this time, which will be Randall Cobb, Geronimo Allison for the foreseeable future.
Talking with Ryan Wood here at the Green Bay Press Gazette here on The Fan. As we are in this bye week, do we see any major changes occurring as far as maybe Bryce doesn't have a job at safety when we come back? And maybe they put Breland at safety and make that position switch there? Because to be honest with you, at cornerback, they appear to be decent at cornerback at this point. If they put Breland at safety, I don't think it's end-of-the-world stuff for corner.
Yeah, you make a good point, and it goes into the self-scouting that Leroy was talking about. It's always a possibility that the Packers come out of their bye week and make a significant change. I go back to – it was out of the bye week, you know, I think it was a week 8 bye in 2014 when Clay Matthews moved to inside linebacker. It was the self-scouting process that made that switch for the second half of 2014 and was a huge – fundamental shift for that defense when Clay Matthews moved off the ball and really was an upgrade for that second level. It's possible. I hesitate to say that that's what the change is going to be because you just don't see good corners move away from corner to safety. It's as big of a problem as safety play has been. Corner play has been a huge issue for this defense the past couple of years. They finally seem to have gotten it right. It is a premier position where it's either moving a good corner to safety, but it's possible because this is the time of year coming out of a bye when you do see the Packers, through their self-scouting, make significant changes like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of changes do await when they reconvene next week.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay Football Insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, enjoy the weekend off, man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, I'm so ready for a bye week. Yeah, it'll be fun to see what happens in Milwaukee this weekend.
Absolutely. We'll have our eye on it. You know that, and we'll talk to you on Monday,
Bucks,
my friend.
Go.
All right, take care.
See you, man. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Yeah, that's what everybody's
Bucks
talking
tonight, man.
About, Sparky. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval
just
process
and talk to me
from Great
else.
Midwest Bank, dedicated to
talk
providing perfectly
want.
Personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
The Jewelry Center.
Please talk about the Jewelry Center.
I'm about to give Sparky's a jewelry, so he won't be begging people to call him. What's up, man? What's going on? You okay down there, man?
I'll tune in tonight and find out.
Yeah, give them the times.
If they lose and nobody calls, I'm really going to be just depressed.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Hey!
The Jewelry Center.
Man.
Hey, my favorite one. Hey, I'm preferable. That was tough.
It's a good word.
Preferable.
I prefer. Is that what you're going for?
Preferential.
Well, you guys not know how to talk.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I prefer.
Okay.
Call Richie Lewis, ask him.
To my location in Greenfield.
There you go.
7477 West Layton Avenue, the Jury Center. If you got some old gold laying around.
You're trying to say I'm partial to? Is that what you were going for? I'm partial to?
Preferential treatment.
Okay. Oh, okay. No. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if you got some old gold laying around, you want to make some money for the holidays, you know, we're always looking for things like that. You know, again, tomorrow, guys, is Sweetie's Day. Go in there, get your old lady something, and get out of the doghouse or prevent from going in the house. Like me, I just do sweet stuff, so I never get in there. You just have to do that. And Dean can help you with that. Matter of fact, they have some great locations. If you live in Burlington, 348 North Pine Street. That's right there in Burlington. Now, if you're in Brookfield, 17100.
There you go.
West Blue Mound Road. Blue Mound's a tough area, to be honest with you. If you want to go there, they'll be more than happy to take care of you. The Jury Center. They also have what we call the Leap Watch. You can go on there and pre-order or order a watch for the Leap. 25 years when I first did the Leap, these things are coming in real quick. I mean, time is moving fast. I mean, by next week, we'll be almost 6 weeks out. When they come in, you want to get yours. And I'll give you a free shirt, the Leap shirt, for free. How many places give you stuff for free? The Jewelry Center. Or you can shop online. A lot of people shop online now for whatever reason. You go to shoptjc.com. Go to their Facebook page, and you can post your purchase. You can post your purchase, tag them, and let everybody, and you kind of brag to your neighbors and stuff like that. So it's the Jewelry Center, shoptjc.com.
We're going to reset the big topics discussed on today's big show, give you the final say on them, and it's all Brewers and Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane right after this.
No bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.